So I thought I'd talk about mum. I made some posts on social media, and I called them "Live Words Mum Said to Me Before She Died." And she was a real tripper. She was such a character. And I can feel myself turning into one the older I get. She was kind of childlike. She played with no defense in life. If she was a football team, she had all-out attack and appreciation for beautiful things and magical things and had no defense. So yeah, she was a team with all attack and no defense. And that made it really hard for her to just be a person in the world, constantly feeling the incredibleness of everything and also the darkness of everything. So her lightness and her magic and her love for beautiful things was the same side of the coin, which also had incredible darkness and struggle and really didn't know how to deal with the world, this bullshit reality that we live in. Yeah, she struggled with that her whole life. When I was a really young kid, she was always pointing to things. Look, what do you see in that rock, Darby? What do you see in that cloud? What do you see there? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? She'd always be asking me. It was like I felt like she was trying to periscope beauty through the eyes of a child sometimes. She loved just looking for fun, silly, stupid, crazy shit. Of course she was a Pisces. I've always loved Pisceans. They're all trippers. They don't have a real grip on reality, and that's what I love. Fuck reality. But yeah, mum really struggled. She was born in Manchester. Her parents were from Limerick, Ireland. So she's Irish. She came to Australia when she was 10 and had a brother, and he left to go to South Africa. He was a professor. Mum was a high school teacher in her 20s, then became a barrister in her late 30s. And then she taught a bit of law into her sort of late 50s until she started to lose her marbles even more. And I always loved how she was just in touch with reality, just enough to be able to operate as a person in this stupid world, in this stupid existence. She had just enough adult inside her to do all the boring, stupid, sensible things. She really did have an incredible darkness to her. Like, despite all the whimsy and the magic and all the beautiful stuff that I've written about her, I haven't written about the other side of the coin, which was, yeah, incredibly dark, real struggle. Everything was impossible. Her mum's incredible darkness, well, yeah, had that flip side that because she was so dark, struggled so much. Both her parents were dead by the time she was 18. She was in a foreign country. Some shit happened to her as a kid. She was so dark that she was forced into almost finding that incredible light, and that's why she's so magic in a way, because of that darkness that she had to carry. And I could write about the darkness, but I kind of feel like we live in a time, in a world that's already so incredibly dark. We almost need that lightness that mum learned to deal with her own darkness. Now the world's so dark and mum was so dark, she managed it with that incredible, it was kind of a gift. I don't know, I think it was born out of necessity, that whimsy, magic, beauty. And I found often all I needed to do to sort of trip her into her magic was just to get playful with her. If I talked about anything serious with mum, it'd just go into a black pit of despair. But as soon as I got playful in any way, just body language, stupid ways of saying things, all of a sudden it was like, oh, here comes the kid, she's coming out to play. A lot of the time I often felt like I wasn't her son, I was more like her sister. her best friend's sister. And so I was always encouraging her to talk about non-serious shit. And then the magic would come out, and then the delight and the incredibleness of everything would appear, and we'd be in our own world and we'd be doing our own thing and nothing else existed. As a kid, I didn't really know that mum was different to all other mums. But I kind of worked it out pretty quick when I was about 12. I just assumed the world was this magical, incredible, beautiful place. And it is. It is. I was brought up by her and lived with her till I was 18, till it was just too hard to live with her. Because I found she was so childlike, and that's part of her incredible charm, but it's hard to live with someone who's a child. And so I've struggled with that my whole life. I've always felt there's this massive childlikeness to me that I love stupidity, absurdity, fun, dumbness, all that sort of stuff. And I had to learn to kind of develop the adult part of myself to save myself, to help me through. And so it's only at the age of 49 now where I feel like I've managed to develop an adult along with the child that I've carried through. I hate the whole idea of the child and the adult and all that sort of shit. It's talked to death. In modern psychological circles, it's kind of the trendiest thing these days to do is to bag out on your childhood and hate the shit out of it and blame it all on childhood and parents. But fuck that shit. It's just like, oh man, I feel like psychology is 100 years behind. We'll all work out very soon that we're actually doing the worst things to the world, that profession. Yeah, you could diagnose mum till the cows came home, but diagnosis these days, I kind of feel like that kills artists, that kills the magic in art. As soon as you're trying to explain everything, trying to understand things through fear, it kills some kind of magic. Yeah, mum got through a lot of life with her magic intact. To describe mum, she's kind of like Alan Watts, but if Alan Watts was a female, she had kind of the same interests, the same kind of way she even talked like him, and kind of that posh English accent. She had a kind of a conceitedness that Alan Watts also had. She smoked like him. Even had his smoker's chuckle. She was always up for an adventure. She was like, there's something fun going on. Let's go check it out. Even though she was very introverted, she would talk to anyone and everyone, and they would have to enter into her world and go, what the fuck? Where am I? I'm in weird Patch world. My mum's name is Patch, Patricia. Yeah, she talked to anyone on the street. She was kind of like a bird lady. She was super intelligent, very smart. Like, because she was able to, yeah, she was a barrister for a while. She was really good at arguing. She was very intellectual. She wasn't very street smart. She was kind of head in the clouds, loved philosophy, theology, mythology, Joseph Campbell, Jung. She loved all that sort of stuff. She knew all the classics. She'd read all the great books. The small amount of writing that I did see her do was kind of brilliant. And I don't have that same kind of knack. I've got good ideas, but I don't have the same kind of writing style Mum had, it was very, very clever. So I'd show her my poems, and she'd always think they were a bit shit. That I was a bit too didactic, too over-explaining things. She didn't think I had a natural ability for it, but she loved it. She thought I had something. She thought I had some sort of magic or some kind of idea on how ideas work, but she didn't love the way I expressed them. I think she thought I should stick to painting. And that was my thing. But yeah, the love on the posts that I've written about Mum in the last few days have been unbelievable. Like, I first wrote that poem for her just after she died. In the first post that I made of that weird stuff Mum said and did, I handed that out at her funeral, and it was included in my first book of poems. And it's weird because that's always resonated, that the descriptions of stuff that Mum did. I remember a few years in, after my first book of poems was released, I remember Googling my name to see what sort of shit is out there after I'd released a book, and I wrote in Darby Hudson, and the next suggested keyword was mum. Darby Hudson's mum, or Darby Hudson's mother. And so that was really interesting. Like, people were searching for mum after I'd written that first poem about her back in 2018. 19, and I included it in my first book. So I posted that recently, and it really resonated. I hadn't posted it in a fair few years, And I thought, maybe it's time to write some more stuff, more crazy shit that Mum said that I loved, more beautiful, crazy, weird stuff. And so I did. And amazingly, or not unsurprisingly, it wrote itself. Like, I remember half the stuff Mum said, and I was like, oh yeah, she said something like that. And then I just added to it, and it's like, oh my God, the words, I'm recreating it, what she said. And I go, this sounds exactly like her. This is exactly what she would say, or did say. And because I am her son, I guess that's the weird surprise is hearing me write her voice and piece together bits and pieces that I don't quite remember, but tried to capture the essence and the vibe of certain things she said that I have a bit of a hazy memory on, and still kind of it still rings really clearly to me through my own almost algorithming her own voice through me. It's like, oh my God, I can hear her all over again. I don't know whether to be disappointed, surprised, feel a bit magic, or like, oh my God, roll my eyes and go, fucking Mum's back. She's back. So yeah, writing her has been really, really interesting. I've always just written my own stuff. So writing her and really extrapolating on all the stuff in the last week, it's really been the last few days that I've been going through my memory and rewriting a whole lot of shit that I remember. Yeah, it's been so trippy, and I can't believe how much it's resonated. Like, the first time I published it, I know it did resonate. You and I wrote a song about me and included a bit about my mum in the lyrics. You look it up. You and I, DRB Hudson, by You and I, that's really trippy. And Tim Rogers, who wrote it, included a lyric about my mum in there, because that poem, the original that I wrote about mum, resonated with him. But yeah, it's trippy that it resonates with a lot of people. I always thought she was a tripper, and I've described her to so many people over the years, friends and stuff, and they all go, I thought my mum was trippy. Your mum was like on the next level. Not that it's a trippy mum competition, but she was really trippy. You know, and in a way, I kind of feel like I earned her trippiness. Because it was fucking difficult to live with as well. And there was incredible darkness that came with such light and magic. I guess because she did have that incredible darkness, she was forced into finding the magic and the light in a brilliant, extreme way that most people probably don't. I don't know. I'm a mix of my dad and my mum. I'm kind of... My dad's got this dark black sense of humour, and he's quite trippy as well, but he doesn't wear it as a costume, or doesn't wear it on the outside. Mum wasn't wearing it as a costume. She's just it's just what she did. I do have the childlikeness of Mum and her childlike observations, but there's also this weird stoic part of me that I've inherited from Dad, because mum was, yeah, she could be blown over by the wind. She was so defenseless, the way she played life, that she was able to let beauty in and out very easily, but it also killed her as well when times were tough. But yeah, Dad, I've kind of got that balance between mum's strangeness, mum's love of nature, the moon, trippiness, all that kind of stuff, and dad's kind of an weirdly inventive. Dad's trippy, but in a different way. Dad is he's inventive. He's imaginative, but in a very different kind of way. And they were chalk and cheese. It's so weird. Mum and Dad, I can't even believe they stayed together for 7 years or whatever it was. I don't understand, but now I kind of do. The older Dad gets, the more I go, you're actually a tripper. You've hidden it. You've actually just hidden it. Mum just wore it like it was just a bloody dog, a waggy dog's tail. But yeah, Mum was kind of creature-esque. She was very creature-esque. She didn't hide it. And a lot of my favourite humans over the years that I've met, they're almost not human. They're more like an like an animal, or have an invisible waggy dog's tail or cat's tail. Yeah, I was waiting for a friend in public. I was going to watch a movie, and he saw me from a distance. I didn't see him, but he impersonated me later, and he said, "You're just walking around, going, walking around like a bloody weirdo, like you're your mum all over again, like you're channeling Patch." And I was just being normal. I was just being normal in public. But apparently, I'm very much like my mum. And so is my brother. My brother's probably a bit more like my dad. Yeah, I'm like my mum. And it's a struggle sometimes. It's a strange one. But anyway, thanks for all the strange, beautiful love you've left on my Instagram about my mum and the posts that have just gone crazy. I've never had posts on Instagram that have taken off or resonated so widely and wildly. It's really trippy. So I am going to write a book about her. I'm writing it at the moment. I'll probably just call it Darby Love, and with a subtitle, Alive Words That Mum Told Me Before She Died. And so I'll have that out in the next couple of months, I reckon. It's just writing itself. Yeah, it's almost there. I reckon it'll be about 100 pages long. I'll just keep posting stuff about Mum until I just run out of ideas or run out of memories and run out of thoughts and go, I need to give that a rest now, and then I'll release the book. And so, yeah, I've got a few good months in me of writing about Mum, and then I'll put a book out, I think. But if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast or on Apple, Spotify, or if you're watching it on YouTube, because I'm filming it on video as well, in the car. Yeah, I love that. All right. See ya.